Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Fourth and final hour. Darren, Donick, and Chase here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Let's head out west. We always enjoy our chats with Linda Cohn. She is on the line with us. Linda, how you doing?
I'm great. I always enjoy being on with you guys. I'm doing fine.
Yeah, I just want to start by saying I think you guys have had just tremendous coverage. We've talked about it on the show the first 2 days of this week. I mean, basically, if you flip on SportsCenter, I mean, it is wall-to-wall Kobe Bryant coverage. And I know you've got your studios in Bristol and your studios in Los Angeles, and so that provides a lot of great content. And the people that you guys have lined up to speak on Kobe Bryant, it's just been it's been really good coverage. I wanted to pass that along.
Well, I appreciate that, and it's just an incredible team there. And that's one thing over the years, me being there for, you know, now like approaching 28 years in July, is the fact when they're sadly a story of such a magnitude like the one we experienced on a couple of days ago, ESPN is nobody better. They just know how to take it and comfort. I mean, I've seen it all through the decades, you know, of all the types of stories, and we've seen it all, and many of us have lived through it. They just know how to connect to their viewers, because we're all going through the same thing. We're all going through the sadness. We're all going through the mourning, and it's very therapeutic, and that's what ESPN is doing for all of us during this difficult time.
So we've laid out to our audience where we were, what we were doing when we learned of the tragic news. It's one of those events, unfortunately, that we'll all remember the rest of our lives, you know, what we were doing on that day, at that moment, when we first found out. What about you?
Yeah, same here. I mean, you know, I'm in Los Angeles now, and obviously this is where it happened. And I'm not exaggerating when I tell you in those first few hours I found out that morning, obviously, maybe about an hour and a half after it actually, the copter went down, a friend texted me, and I'm like, wait, what? And then like all of us, we were in disbelief. We went to social media. We turned on our televisions, whatever it was, because we were all in disbelief about this can't be. There must be something wrong. I'm not going to say anything yet or comment on social media until I know. Then you had crazy reports going on, and then all of a sudden the truth came out. And but then what? As the day went on Sunday, it was just being out here and seeing the pictures and seeing videos of it. It was like, you know, everyone was in a trance, and the people that showed up, and there were many, that showed up throughout the day to LA Live, where ESPN studios are, obviously in the backyard of Staples Center. It looked like something from a horror film, where people in a trance just staring up at a billboard with Kobe's picture on it in memory of the year he was born and the year 2020 that he passed. Literally, I can't get that part of it out of my head. And it's sort of like when anyone sadly has to go through a grieving process, a family member, God forbid, but we've all sadly have been there in some situation. I know I have been. It takes a long time to get certain visions out of your head. And as a parent, I am still struggling to get that vision out of my head of those last seconds Kobe and his daughter, Gianna, Gigi as they called her, you know, perhaps just clutching each other, what was going on there. And as a parent, anyone can relate that when you can't protect your kid, it's just, it's horrific.
Yeah. Yeah, we definitely struggled with that as parents on the show yesterday, just trying to even think about that thought, which is just so incredibly difficult to do. By the way, I'll let you know that in the last 2 days of driving around Nashville, guys, we haven't even brought this up on the show. Have you seen the legend Kobe Bryant billboards around town?
I've seen a couple.
I don't know who's responsible for that, but there's Kobe Bryant legend billboards all over town I've seen the last 2 days.
That's great.
The Preds honored him last night.
Yep.
I mean, look, he transcends sports.
No doubt about that.
He did.
So,
yeah, and that's another thing that, you know, just I don't mean to just butt in, but to see how he's touched so many people, and I'm not just talking about professional athletes of all different sports, because we've seen it. I watched Novak Djokovic cry to John McEnroe, what they were best of friends, you know, different players. It's just, but even in the world that he was in post NBA, post Hall of Fame career in the entertainment field, and he just touched so many people. It's just, he was special. He was different. And yes, it's just, you know, there are no more words to talk about it, but I think we all feel the same.
I thought the Grammys did a really good job on Sunday. That's a big production, and to have that plop in your lap, you know, the day of, you know, there had to have been some mad scrambling behind the scenes to pull off what they did Sunday night. So you're out there. Kind of paint the picture what it's been like being out in Southern California, you know, the last two and a half days during this.
Yeah, I mean, it's really, I mean, no matter where you look, no matter who you run into, I mean, from my dog walker to the, you know, whoever, you know, on the in the park or going, you know, anywhere, everyone wants to talk about it because, as I said, it's therapeutic, and being here, it is everywhere. And you know, to me, it's just the first two, yes, Sunday and Monday, just looking around. And you know, I live... I live about a half hour from Staples Center and my ESPN studio, so I'm closer to the beach. And Sunday night, you know, I specifically was watching the sunset, and it was very quiet. It was really quiet. Usually it's bustling where I'm at, and it was, there weren't a lot of people on the strand, as they call it, which is the boardwalk, you know, on the beach. And I'm watching the sunset, and this is kind of bizarre, but I'm seeing literally a helicopter right there. Like, I'm watching the sunset, and there's a helicopter in the sky. And it could have just been an average helicopter, or who knows what kind of helicopter, but it was Sunday night, and I just sort of, like, stopped, and I'm like, wow. You know, I don't know. I didn't know. It was just very moving to me.
Linda Cohn with us from ESPN. Great perspective on the late Kobe Bryant. Also, we have had her on many times to talk NHL. And Linda, one of the things that's got to be exciting for you guys this year, especially with the, with your show, is this wave of young stars that, if you look at the leading scorers in the league, the top 10, 12 guys, a lot of them are 21, 22, 23 years old. They're just scratching the surface of what they're going to be. And we had one in our building last night in Austin Matthews, Mitch Marner. So it's got to be fun to watch these guys mature and become the next wave of stars in this league.
Yeah, it makes my job much easier hosting In the Crease on ESPN Plus daily, because it is so exciting to do highlights. You guys know I love doing highlights. And you know, it's almost like it's at warp speed. I mean, I have to, like, keep up with the Connor McDavids and the Austin Matthews, because not only are they fast, but their shots are like lasers, you know, David Pasternak, you know. But it's great. It's fabulous. I mean, you know, we're seeing great hockey, and the second half is going to be great. Now, you know, with the Predators, it's very disappointing. I wasn't a big fan of the coaching change. I think I mentioned that to you. I know, you know, the jury's still out on John Hines, but, you know, I don't know. I mean, it's just bleh. You know, that's how I feel. I'm like, I haven't seen much of a response or anything. And, you know, I hope for the organization's sake, for David Poyle's sake, who I'm a big fan of, and his moves, you know, this doesn't backfire. And hopefully the players can find a way, I mean, to pull themselves out of this malaise. And, you know, it's going to be interesting at the trading deadline. You know, I don't think you guys are going to blow anything up, even though you're 6 points out of a playoff berth, because the Western Conference is so nuts. But, you know, I mean, there's got to be some kind of movement to kind of need some other sparks going on the ice for the Preds. It was disappointing, you know?
No question.
Disappointing.
Yeah, they have hit that, you know, up and down mud puddle, however you want to characterize it, for sure. So one of the things we talked about yesterday as we were assessing going into this post-All-Star game phase of the season is you got to pass a certain amount of teams. One of the things that is interesting is how flat the Pacific Division is out your way, where you have literally a five-team race for the division.
Yeah, and like, I haven't looked lately, but I think they're all separated by a few points, you know, which makes the game even more exciting, even though it's more mediocrity at times. And every team is going to hit that bump in the road. And then what sadly is when more teams hit more bumps, or for instance, even with Nashville, or even if you're talking anyone in the Pacific, you have to figure out a way as a team to win more than two games in a row. Because if you don't, there are other teams that are winning four in a row, three in a row, five in a row. And so when they have a setback of losing two in a row, they can get back on the horse and ride again and not lose much ground. So that is the big concern when you're in a tight race for a playoff position, whether it's divisionally or for those wild card spots. You have to avoid that. You know, I know it's obvious, but it makes even more sense because there are so many more teams ahead of you who are figuring out ways to win more than two in a row. And you see that with a lot of teams this year. I mean, I look at it too, and, you know, different teams, like, let's say, trying to think of some mediocre. Yeah, let's just say I'm just throwing out like Buffalo or the Rangers or teams like that, that, you know, have good runs for maybe two, three wins in a row, but then they're, you know, then they lose three of five. And that's what's happening sort of like with the Preds. They've dropped, I think, three of four and that kind of stuff. Then suddenly you find yourself 6 points out of a playoff berth when you were only, you know, 2 points out. So that is, it's exciting for us fans and media folks to have these tight races. But, you know, when you're a diehard for the team you love, you're just hoping you can put a streak together. I'm just really fascinated. The Nashville Predators are one of the teams I'm really going to watch during this trading deadline. I know we're still more than a month, less than a month away, actually. But I think there's going to be some fine tuning going on. We'll see who's, you know, being added and who's being subtracted.
We're talking to Linda Cohn from ESPN. And, you know, obviously the last few days we've talked legacy. You know, whenever something like this happens with, like with Kobe, you know, you always look at the legacy and how do you honor the legacy. And it's kind of sparked a thought with me of looking at all sports and, you know, a player like that transcended his sport and changed the game. I mean, you think of the best basketball players of all time. It's Jordan, Kobe, LeBron. Those are definitely the top three. So how would you honor the legacy moving forward? Do you retire the number league-wide, 24 or 8? Do you change the logo? What's your take on that, of how you honor somebody's legacy?
Yeah, you know, in this world that we live in, where, you know, especially the media is pretty knee-jerk reaction, for good reason. It's very emotional. But honestly, this is not a knee-jerk reaction or an emotional decision. When I tell you this, that yes, I think 24 and 8 should be retired league-wide. There is no question about it. I can't tell you how many young players in this league, and you know this already, that would not be in this league. That would not be the young men and young women that they have gone on to become without the Mamba mentality, without the hero worship, without the of Kobe Bryant from afar. Many of these young players in the league now, believe it or not, never met Kobe Bryant, but they are the reason they are in the league right now. I mean, I was listening to DeMar DeRozan, one of many who have spoken, and it's not just words. He was speaking with the heart, that he was saying he would never have been the player ever. He might not even have reached any kind of level of any kind without Kobe Bryant looking up to someone like that. So to me, why not retire 24 and 8? There's so many layers to what Kobe Bryant meant, brought to the game. And obviously, he should be instantly inducted into the, you know, Basketball Hall of Fame. That's a no-brainer. As for the logo, I'm not going to speak for the man, but when I listened to an interview later Sunday from Jerry West, who is the logo, I'm sure he'd have no problem with making Kobe Bryant the logo. But I think, I'm not sure that was going to happen, but retiring 24 and 8, I could see the league doing that for sure. But the logo thing, you know, I think if you'd ask even the greats, the old-time greats, the LeBrons, even Michael, you know, I don't think they'd have any problem with that. I mean, changing the logo. I mean, it's just, it's difficult. It's just so, I guess, can't believe he's gone. And his daughter and those other family members and the helicopter. And the other thing, guys, and we can relate to this too, is the fact that it's sports, right? I mean, the love of sport, Kobe's passion of sport, passing it on to at least one of his daughters, who was a carbon copy of her father. Everything I've read and heard, that her mannerisms were exactly the same.
Her shot
on the court and off. Yes, her shot. You've guys seen all the video already. I heard Tracy McGrady talking about it. Their kids played together, and they hung out together, and they and all of that. I mean, I heard an interview with him about it. And so, and that's what's really sad, too, because it's so, that it's sport, and they were going to the Mamba Academy to go to it, you know, to play, because he didn't want to sit in traffic. And I read that as well. The reason why he has traveled by helicopter these last few years, especially after he has retired, is because he wanted to maximize his time with his four children, you know, at that time, three children, now a little baby four, you know, and Vanessa, because he was always stuck in traffic. And that was a quote right out of it. He goes, that's why I take the helicopters, because I want to maximize my time with my children and my family instead of being stuck in traffic. Mm. You know, it's just, I get chills even reading that quote. You know, I saw that too. I've been just, anyway, it's therapeutic for us too. I mean, it helps to read. It helps to learn. It helps to find out more about this man and his family and what could have been. And now it's up to his friends and his family to come together to help Vanessa and their three daughters.
Linda, we'll finish up with this. Yesterday, we were all standing around downstairs waiting for the locker room to open up after morning skate, and we were there with Chris Mason and Hal Gill, and Chris Mason showed us a video that's, I guess, circulating out there of Michael Jordan, and it switches from, like, him to Kobe Bryant, like,
so
all
crazy.
These shots, and it's nuts. Like, it is... It's crazy. Like, one, whoever dug that up, I mean, I don't even know who I should be giving credit to, because it's incredible. It goes on and on and on, and it's
probably
chilling.
12 to 15
yes,
different
it's
moves.
Chilling,
that look
just
so
to see,
eerily similar.
No,
the
it's exactly the same.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Yeah, guys, it is, and I've watched that. Definitely watched it several times yesterday. I came across that on social media, and the other thing is that. Remember when Kobe came into the league? Obviously, I'm old enough to remember that, but so are you guys, maybe. And even his post-game press conferences, his body language, his mannerisms, the way he spoke, the way he even his mouth—it's crazy. But it was very Michael-ish. It was very everything he did, even when he was in the league, when he was young, was Michael's mannerisms. But then to see that on the court, the way it was edited so perfectly, and nothing was changed. It was, again, one of those things that gave you chills.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Linda, always appreciate the visits. Thanks for doing this so much.
Hey, this helped me too. Thanks.
All right, that is Linda Cohn, ESPN. And, of course, she is out in Los Angeles and doing her work out there. They've got studios out there, and we appreciate her joining us. We'll come back. More of Darren Donick and Chase next.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.